T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville, South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Loaded final hour for you, former NFLer. One of those guys, like my former partner in Tampa, Booger McFarland, who's become significantly more famous in media than he was as a player. Ross Tucker, now of CBS and Westwood One and Sirius XM, joins us in the next segment. What was the draft process like for him as a player? We'll have him bring us back to his draft day. Plus, how does he feel about Kyler Murray, and what should the Panthers do at pick number 16 in the draft this year? Plus, today, the biggest bust in the NFL draft this year, who is it going to be? That, your calls, your thoughts, your texts, your tweets, so much more on the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina, Offsides with Mark Ryan. Before we get to the top three at three today, I do want to share with you some ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. This is on Manny Robinson's Twitter feed of the Greenville News, and I'm trying to still piece together what this means, Lonzo. You showed it to me during the commercial break. Matt Norlander has tweeted that, you know, all the wiretapping, Will Wade of LSU was busted on the wiretap, so on and so forth, you know, paying players. Clemson basketball has been found on the wiretap here. Here's what Matt Norlander says, and I'm trying to kind of put this in context because I'm not sure what it means, quite honestly. Matt Norlander says that Clemson football was also discussed via wiretap by Clemson basketball assistant coach Steve Smith in this way in relation to the recruitment of Zion Williamson. Quote, that's why football is so successful, is if you do it and use resources at Clemson, like you can really keep everything tight. What does that mean? How do you perceive that?
There's actually more. Matt Norlander also tweeted, it's a small college town. You can come to a game one night. After the game, you see a dude out there in a nice-looking suit. You're like, wait a minute now. I understand that to mean boosters would give certain things. So when they're talking about boosters giving money, the fact that the Clemson football team was mentioned in this wiretap, it's got to be disturbing to
a lot
of people.
Yes, and we have some South Carolina fans here in attendance that are celebrating this news, this revelation. But I don't know that there's enough there. I don't even know that there's smoke there. Everybody knows.
I think there's smoke.
Everybody suspects.
The fact that it was mentioned.
Listen, I went to Florida. You're seeing guys walking around with suits and nice cars, and everybody knows why it happened, but nobody has proof, right? So just hearing use your resources at Clemson, I don't know that can connect you to anything.
I guess, you know, I play for a Division III football team, and I saw those handshakes, and I saw those guys driving around.
Were you ever the beneficiary?
Oh, no, I wasn't that good. But I knew the guys who were.
Wait a minute. There's people giving money to D3 football players?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No.
Yeah, I remember a guy named Smokey.
Stop.
Smokey was an old guy, and he always wore an arm pad.
Okay. It,
with his suit for some reason in case he fell down, and he was giving those handshakes all over the place. I'm just saying.
So that would certainly be a top three at three items, something to keep an eye on as we move forward. Clemson football and Clemson basketball mentioned on the same FBI wiretap that has been involved in what is being called the greatest college hoop scandal of the modern era.
Somebody's brooms aren't working. They should have been sweeping this under the rug already.
Something to keep an eye on here. All right, we do it each and every day at this time. We call it the top three at three, and the top three at three begins right now. Hit it! All right, at number three today, we have the Carolina Hurricanes advancing and beating Patrick Brown's Washington Capitals in Game 7 to advance in the NHL playoffs. You know, it's interesting. My old man emailed me on the Carolina Panthers today. He's like, Mark, NFL draft day. Do you think it creates a sound? We had on our buddy Travis from WFNZ in Charlotte, who was telling me before the interview, Travis Hancock, that he took more phone calls on the Carolina Hurricanes win today in Charlotte, North Carolina, than he did on the Panthers in the draft. So I ask you, upstate of South Carolina, the Carolina Hurricanes advancing in the NHL, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're called the Carolina Hurricanes, not the North Carolina Hurricanes, to encompass you, to include you. So the Carolina Hurricanes advance. Is this a big deal? Is it a little deal? Or is it no deal? I haven't been long here long enough to answer the question, but Lonzo, I'll let you answer that for us. How about our resident hockey guy, Patrick Brown?
There you
Carolina
go.
Carolina Hurricanes advancing. In our area, Patrick, big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Big deal, because it actually showed you what they did in the draft, actually recruiting these young players, developing them in the AHL, bringing them up to the NHL, showing the speed and resilience that they can bring every single night. Beating a very good Washington Capitals team in 7 games proves to me that this team is ready and willing to do whatever it takes. It's going to be interesting, though, because they got to face another capital hurdle in the second round with former coach Barry Trotz now leading the New York Islanders.
Yeah, but is
did
it
you a, notice the anger in his voice?
Yeah, I did. He sounds
look,
all fired
look,
up today.
Okay,
Patrick's been in an angry mood today.
Well, it's his team that got beat last night, so you know.
Look, I stayed up for the double overtime game. Okay, I don't know how other sports fans are around here, but whenever I was watching just the single overtime game, I couldn't take my eyes off it. My mouth was dry. I was nervous. I was scared. Then the second overtime came. It did not help my emotions. You stay up all that time just to lose in double overtime. But I will say this. I felt a little bit less frustrated last night because we were the reigning Stanley Cup champions. It is nice to have one under your belt. Carolina Hurricane fans know that. It's taken them a while to get back to this setup and the way that they conduct their business in the postseason. It's good to see Carolina move on. It's sad to see my team move on. But I will say this. I'm rooting for the Avalanche for the rest of the way.
There you go. All right. But is it a big deal to you in the upstate of South Carolina? That is really the question at hand here. The Carolina Hurricanes advancing. Does it register with you? Does it move your needle? Next up. All right. At number two today, this is something, you know, and I always say this. Self-awareness is one of the most important qualities of people, right? Self-awareness. Are you self-aware? Do you know what to wear at the appropriate time? Do you know what to say at the appropriate time? Self-awareness is so important, and the NCAA is showing none of it right now. The NCAA has denied immediate playing eligibility to 2 players who transferred for very valid reasons. Brock Hoffman transferred from Coastal Carolina here in South Carolina to Virginia Tech. Luke Ford transferred from Georgia to Illinois. The NCAA denied immediate eligibility for both of those players, meaning that both have to wait a year before they play. Okay, Mark, so what's the big deal? What's the big issue here? Well, for starters, they approved Justin Fields to immediately play at Ohio State. They approved Tate Martell to immediately play at Miami. Those guys transferred because they weren't good enough to start, and they weren't going to have an opportunity to play. Are you kidding me? So those 2 guys transferred away, and Brock Hoffman and Luke Ford transferred for family reasons. Brock Hoffman's mom just had brain surgery to remove a tumor from her brain, not eligible to play. Luke Ford is a tight end at Georgia, transferred back to Illinois. Why? So he can be closer to his grandfather, who is ailing. Very close family there in Illinois. Denied eligibility to play immediately. Folks, this makes me believe that no one at the NCAA has ever been a parent. I'm not a parent. Lonzo is. But you know what? All my closest friends are. And because of that, I know that in your household, You must legislate the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. You see, Luke Ford is 107 miles away. He's 107 miles. He transferred 7 miles further than he was allowed to transfer and be eligible to play this year. Give me a break, NCAA. Give me a break. When you honor rules with your children, it always needs to be the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. I'm always a principal guy, the spirit of the principal, right? And the NCAA, by them taking such a hard line on this, they're quickly becoming the most hated entity in all of sports, and they're not doing anything at all to help themselves. And finally, number one today, of course, the NFL draft. For my money, the third best sports day of the entire year. Number one, March Madness Day, number one. Number two, college football's opening Saturday. And number three for me today, the NFL draft, where hope springs eternal, where 32 teams believe they're going to win the Super Bowl, and everybody's happy, and everybody's having a party, and everyone's having a great time. I'm going to reveal to you right now my top 10 overall players in the 2019 NFL draft. Here you go. Number one, Quinnen Williams. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, Jeffrey Simmons of Kentucky. Number four, Devin White, linebacker out of LSU. Five, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston. Six, Clemson's own, Christian Wilkins. Seven, the player I would target if I was the Carolina Panthers, a freak of nature himself, a Vernon Davis at the wide receiver position, DK Metcalf. Number eight, sticking with the SEC and Mississippi State, their other fearsome lineman, Montez Sweat, can play either the rush linebacker position or the rush end position. Number nine, quarterback out of Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, the ninth best player in the draft for me, and the 10th best player in the draft, and here's where I hit you with a surprise, ladies and gentlemen, Deebo Samuel, wide receiver, South Carolina. I think he is being way overlooked in this draft for two reasons. One, his 40 time ran in the 4.5s. Two, his injury history. But his speed, he has game speed, man. You hear that all the time, right? Game speed. The guy gets open. The guy uses his physicality to muscle away defensive backs. The guy dominated my alma mater, the University of Florida, time after time after time. And if he stays healthy, I think he would look great in Patriots blue and silver towards the end of the first round. He could provide New England and Tom Brady with another number one wide receiving option. Deebo Samuel, the 10th player on my draft board. He might not go in the first round tonight, but I do think he's in the top 10 best players available in the NFL draft today. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Text line 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. On Twitter, at MARC Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate, and via email, MARC Ryan, Mark Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Up next, he played in the NFL. He works for CBS and Sirius XM. Ross Tucker joins the show when we come back. What was draft day like for him? We'll have him bring you and I behind the curtain, and we'll do that next, live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill for our draft party from 1 till 11:30 tonight. Straight Up with Sturge coming your way after ours, followed by the NFL draft. Great food specials, great drink specials. This is the place you need to be. Hall of Fame Sports Grill, you're offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys. We are live on location at Hall of Fame Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Getting ready for, we're in the midst of our big-time draft party. Signed memorabilia from the Carolina Panthers, a Greg Olsen mini helmet, shirts, hats, so much more, great food and drink specials. Look, folks, this to me is one of the most interesting drafts we've had. And I'm not just saying that because it's today. And I'm not just saying that because I love draft day. We know less today than we've known at any other draft. We think Arizona's selecting Kyler Murray number one. We have no idea. We have no clue what they're going to do. And the surprises that come, I say it's Christmas for adults. You have no idea what's wrapped up under your tree. Some years you get better presents than others. What presents will your team get tonight? It's going to be fascinating to see. Also fascinating to see what the Carolina Panthers do at pick 16 in the draft. Joining us right now, as a former NFL player, played in the NFL from 2001 to 2007, played for the Redskins, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Browns, among other teams. Right now, you can hear him on Sirius XM, CBS, and Westwood One. Ross Tucker joins us yet again here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, one of our favorite guests. Ross is up with us right now. Ross, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm fantastic. So, Ross, you are in Nashville for the draft, correct?
That is correct. I am currently in the media security line, in fact.
So can you share with me, Ross, what's the vibe? What's the feel? You know, I really like what the NFL's done here. It's kind of like a rock star red carpet Hollywood award show feel that they would move the draft around like this. And a city that's been up and coming for quite a long time, in my opinion, finally gets its first true marquee event, Nashville, getting the NFL draft. Can you describe the vibe, the scene, the feel there to us?
The vibe is amazing. The scene is awesome. I now know why so many NFL guys and former NFL guys live here. It's incredible. I mean, just walking around Broadway, I had a heck of a time myself last night. This city is awesome, and I totally see why so many people live here. It is an absolute blast.
I'm hearing that, Ross, but I'm also hearing that I would not be able to live there without getting myself in trouble. So maybe it's better that I'm not there. What makes it so much fun? What makes it? I imagine the people are probably pretty friendly. It's probably got a hopping vibe to it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think the people are really happy and friendly. I just took an Uber over here, and she couldn't have been nicer. So that's a big part of it. Then I just think the weather was nice, especially yesterday, although it's actually drizzling a little bit right now. So that's a big part of it also, I think. And then I think live music makes a huge difference, doesn't it, guys? I mean,
yes.
Anytime you walk into a
yes.
joint and there's somebody playing any type of live music, it just makes everybody happier. There's just something
yes.
about live music like that. So it's pretty cool. I think all those things combine for it to be as cool as it is.
Ross, I would like, if you would, to bring us into – now, you were an undrafted free agent, but can you bring us into and share with our audience what the draft process was like for you? What was that like? Was it was it kind of the highs and lows of maybe hoping to get drafted and then not getting drafted and the overall process leading up to today? What are these guys going through today through the lens of your experience?
So, you know, my situation was really unique. I knew for sure I wouldn't get drafted. And I actually was just hoping and praying that I was going to get a chance as a free agent. I just wanted my agent to call me and say, you got signed somewhere. You're getting an opportunity to go against a guy from Clemson or against a guy from Notre Dame or Alabama or Michigan or whatever the case may be. That was really what I was hoping for. That was kind of my dream. So I sat there. The only team that called me were the Bengals. They called me a couple times and told me they had some interest in me after the draft. But ironically, I don't think they ever actually called after the draft to sign me. And so I had to wait there for an hour, hour and a half. Finally, my agent called me and said, you're a Redskin. And I was ecstatic. I mean, it was awesome because I had gotten up at like 5 a.m. second semester, you know, senior year of college the entire time trying to get ready to go to the NFL. And if I hadn't gotten signed, I would have felt like I just totally wasted it.
You know, and you know what, Ross? I mean, only 1.7% of college players ever get to play in the NFL. It's interesting that you feel like it would have been wasted, but it's obvious then that you had serious goals of playing professionally. You got to do that for a number of years at the next level. I think tonight some dreams will be made. Over the weekend, some dreams will be made. Some dreams will be dashed. Do you think, you know, is the primary emotion that most players are feeling today, let's say the top 250 draft-eligible players, is the primary emotion excitement or anxiety today, Ross?
Oh, anxiety.
Really?
Because they don't like the fact that they can't control it, right? They don't like the fact that they don't really have any say over what happens. I think that's unnatural for most people in life to sort of have that, you know, that hanging over them where they don't really know what's going to end up happening to them. So I think most of it's anxiety. And interestingly enough, almost any guy I've ever talked to about it, it's crazy because you talk to them and they're almost all bitter about what happened. You know, almost every guy I've ever talked to thinks they should have been drafted higher, was told by so-and-so team that they were going to get drafted, and then didn't. It's amazing how many people are bitter about the process, and here I am, you know, didn't even get drafted, and I'm ecstatic about how my process went.
Everything is relative. Everything is about perspective, right? And I really like you sharing that perspective with us as Ross Tucker joins us, works for CBS, Westwood One, Sirius XM, a fantastic NFL insider, joins us with Radio.com, and had a seven-year NFL career. So, Ross, as we look ahead to tonight's NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers are the team in our area. I think the Carolina Panthers have been less than interesting the last decade or so. They've kind of been the face of mediocrity. They have one Super Bowl season. The last 13 years, Ross, they've had one season in which they won both double-digit games and won a playoff game in the same year. I think they need to look to make a splash. I really like the wide receiver DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss. What a physical specimen that guy is. But I also consider the fact that the Panthers have needs on offensive line, defensive line, and in the secondary. Where do you see potentially, what would be a good draft strategy for the Panthers tonight?
Well, and to your point about the Panthers not being that interesting, you know, you're talking about a franchise that only got one primetime game from the NFL. You look at the other teams that only got one primetime game, that's not the category you want to be in if you are, you know, the Carolina Panthers. You don't want to be the type of team that national TV says they don't want them. You know, they're not saying, hey, we want more Panthers, especially when you have a guy like Cam Newton. It's kind of surprising that they're in that situation, to be honest with you. So maybe DK Metcalf. It's just rare, though, for a team to go first round at the same position 2 years in a row. And I think that they still believe they need to replenish the ranks on the O-line and D-line. So it may not be exciting, but I still tend to think it's going to be an offensive lineman or defensive lineman for the Panthers. And I think that's probably the smart move.
Ross Tucker joining us from the draft in Nashville. Ross, you're on the clock with the Arizona Cardinals. What are you going to do with that pick?
Well, I would take Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams, and I would go with Josh Rosen. And I'd like to see what Josh Rosen can do with a better offensive line and with Cliff Kingsbury's offense. What I don't like is, you know, if you take Kyler Murray, you must think he's a lot better than Josh Rosen. Because it's not just picking Murray over Rosen.
Yep.
It's Murray, and you're losing the opportunity cost to take a guy like Quinnen Williams or Nick Bosa, a true difference-making player, one of the two best players in this draft, and instead you're going with Kyler Murray and maybe a second-round pick or a third-round pick they end up getting for Josh Rosen. So it's not just an apple-to-apple comparison there. So I'll be very interested to see what they do. Ultimately, I do think they're going to take Kyler Murray, though.
Yeah, and I kind of feel the same from all the different conversations that I've had over the years. You know, we look at the hit and the miss rate, and I was reading some bogus scouting reports today on the air, Ross, and it's amazing how often we're wrong when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks. Why were so many so wrong on the likes of Pat Mahomes and Russell Wilson? You go back and you read some of these scouting reports now, Ross, they're comical.
Yeah, and I think it's because that position has so much to do with how quickly you process information, leadership, football intelligence, and I just think people have a tough time, a really tough time identifying that properly in people. It's hard. It's not easy to know exactly what you think of these guys. And I'll be back in 1 second. Let me go through security real quick.
No problem. Ross Tucker joining us.
Guys, you just went through the metal detector with me. That just
fantastic.
Happened.
Fantastic.
Was that as cool for you as it was for me?
I think it's fantastic. I think my producer, who played football, just set off all the detectors. I apologize in advance, Ross, for the pat-down that you're about to get. All right?
It's a metal plate.
Guess what? It's going to be interesting because it is really starting to rain and windy here, and there's going to be storms, which is pretty interesting. Let's hope it doesn't become a real issue during the draft, but it looks like it's going to be an issue for the red carpet.
There you go, Ross. We will let you get to it. We so greatly appreciate you joining us today, giving us your insight, your experience, your advice to the Arizona Cardinals. Enjoy Nashville. Enjoy that great city and enjoy the NFL draft. Ross, thanks so much for making the time for us today.
All right. Sounds great. Take care, guys.
All right. Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS, Sirius XM, 7-year NFL pro. Great insight as always. Stands out to me. He would not take Kyler Murray number one if he's the Arizona Cardinals. He would move that pick if he's the Arizona Cardinals. There's a lot of pressure on some teams in the draft this year. I think Arizona first and foremost. And isn't it interesting that Cliff Kingsbury, while he was the coach at Texas Tech, said he would absolutely take Kyler Murray number one overall in the NFL draft. He said that when he was a college coach. Little could he have known that he would be in this very position. Now we get to see if he's willing to put his money where his mouth is on a player that did not interview well, on a player that could not diagram plays well on the board, on a player that, you know, there's a lot of question marks about, not the least of which are his height. Ross Tucker says, no, I'm going with one of the great defensive linemen, but he hears that Arizona's going to go with one Kyler Murray. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to reveal our second pet peeve bracket matchup of the day. Plus, you won't believe what some really well-respected people said about some great players in the NFL before they were drafted. That is next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Come out and join us for our draft party right here on ESPN Upstate. Live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville, South Carolina. Our draft party is hopping. If you're not here, what's the matter you? 1 to 11:30 p.m. rolling on. 20 minutes left in the show. Straight Up with Sturge coming your way next. NFL draft coverage on ESPN starting at 7. First round of the NFL draft, 8 to 11:30. Tons of fun stuff between now and then. This is the place you want to be. Great food specials, great drink specials. And I'm here to tell you what. We're going to reveal right now our second pet peeve matchup of the day. Second pet peeve matchup, and then I've got some news that if you're on one side of the fence, you're going to like to hear. And if you're on the other side of the fence, you're going to want to avoid like the plague. All right, our pet peeve bracket matchup number two, the close talker versus the gym grunter. Now, Kristen, I will ask you this question. Maybe not. Lonzo, I'll ask you this question. All right, the close talker versus the gym grunter.
What's the question you're going to ask me?
Lonzo, what? Get out of my face. I can't handle that, all right? That's really – I think I just revealed what my biggest pet peeve is. I can't handle – and we're going to post this up on ESPNUpstate.com here for your voting. It's also live right now on our website, ESPNUpstate.com. You simply click the link. You click the link, ESPNUpstate.com. You'll see the bracket right there. What is a bigger pet peeve for you? Is it the close talker or is it the gym grunter?
You want me to come in there again?
No, if you come in here again, Lonzo, we're going to have a problem, right? I can't. You're already too close to me, if I'm honest with you. You're within like 18 inches of me right
now. I'm manspreading right now.
I can't handle it. Courtney, let me ask you this question, all right? We got a ton of people out here right now,
but
everybody's busy and mingling and so on and so forth, and it's tough to nail people down. I'm going to tell you, Alonzo, to me, the close talker is a serious problem because a close talker has no self-awareness. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know why they're doing it. and they don't even realize the problem, right? So that is a major issue to me. So I need to ask Courtney, who we know and love very, very much in our sales department here. Courtney, our second pet peeve bracket matchup of the day. These are two people, nobody likes them, okay? Nobody likes these two people. The close talker, okay? Do you know a close talker in your life?
Yes.
She knows a close talker in her life. Lonzo, can you give her your headset for a minute, please?
No, that's rude.
What? I want to hear her talk. Here you go. Take mine, then.
No,
take mine. Okay. Take mine. A close talker or the Jim
He's
Grunter.
He's limited in technology.
Or the Jim Grunter, which is worse, Courtney, and why?
I don't go to the gym, but I can tell you I actually know a close talker and probably a grunter at the gym of the same person. Like, they actually work in the sales pit.
Are you kidding?
No. Brian really? Fawcett.
Oh, you're gonna realize
no,
real
I'll
name.
Call him out. He's on vacation right now. Yeah.
So let's just call him out. He's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Never know.
He's not listening.
Yeah, there you go. It's fantastic.
No, close talker definitely wins.
Close talker, I think, definitely wins. Why is that so annoying?
Well, I don't want anybody in my personal space like that.
What is the personal space? There's an imaginary ring that exists around all of us, right? Lonzo, listen to what – look at this guy. I can't handle this
dude. Arm's length. You got to be arm's length away from me, unless I like you. And then you can come in, like, for a side hug, but that's it.
Side hug.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you notice, Lonzo, she's more than arm's distance away from you. I think she's revealing.
She's further away from you than she is.
Exactly. It's because Lonzo and I have a bond.
Oh,
we have a special
go.
Bond.
There you go. I see what you're saying. So Courtney's going with the close talker.
Yeah.
Earlier on, Courtney went with 10 items or less is worse than the ghoster.
100%. I will count your items in your buggy if you were in line in front of me.
And do you comment to people in front of you?
If they have like 20 plus, yes.
20 plus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but when you comment, do you do it to the face or are you talking to the person who's with it? Well, I can't believe
no.
they have that many.
I'm going to stand there and be like, really? I will say that to you.
I believe Courtney has given me the stink eye at one grocery line at some point in my life. I'm sure that's happened because I have been that guy a number of times.
A lot of people.
Courtney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your vote. Having a great time out here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. And I don't, you know, I like to sometimes, and I need to call an audible here because I teased something else. So this is kind of poor form, and I apologize for that. But
horrible.
I think you're going to want to hear what I have to say here if I can figure out how to scroll down on this computer. There is FBI wiretap of a Clemson basketball assistant suggesting the school's football program can, quote, keep violations quiet. Wow. Here is what the article says. Clemson has emerged as Alabama's equal on the football field in recent seasons and left every other program in the nation looking up at their success, but is everything on the up and up with Dabo Sweeney's program? While it must be noted that the NCAA has never called into question how Sweeney runs his Clemson program, one interesting quote came out on Thursday during the FBI's federal court case into the corruption of college sports that does involve the Tigers football program. College basketball is at the center of the FBI's investigation, with the likes of Arizona coach Sean Miller, LSU coach Will Wade at the forefront of some of the allegations. However, a video wiretap acquired by the FBI was played in court on Thursday that may lead to an inquiry into Clemson's football program, just played today. According to assistant basketball coach Steve Smith, who is soon to be a former assistant basketball coach at Clemson, he's been on the staff since 2012, the Tigers were engaged in attempts to pay basketball recruit Zion Williamson before he signed with Duke. All right, on the video wiretap, Smith was speaking to former agent Christian Dawkins, who has since been found guilty and convicted for his role in paying players, and an undercover FBI agent when he brought up the success of Clemson's football program. This is a direct quote. Man, it's one thing to incriminate your own basketball program, but to incriminate your basketball and football program in one fell swoop is damning.
You know,
here is the quote that was played in court today. Yes, Lonzo.
I was going to say, if something does come of this, this guy needs to move. And
No, he's not safe here anymore.
No, he's not.
There's no doubt
he's
about
not.
It. This is like the dude who screened Trevor Lawrence in a pickup basketball game.
Yeah.
You know, public enemy number one on Clemson's campus. He, quote, from assistant coach Steve Smith, that's why football is so successful. is if you do it and use resources at Clemson, like you can really keep everything tight, Smith said on the video wiretap, according to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports. I personally don't think that's enough to incriminate, but it'll be interesting to see what the reaction to these comments. They could be brushed off as simply hearsay, but Smith clearly indicates Clemson's football success is due to keeping something tight in his statement. What exactly that is, or if Smith was being truthful in his statement or not, remains to be seen.
You know what? I think a big question is, yeah. Will this disappear like the Osterine?
Yeah, the Osterine has disappeared, right?
My prediction, this disappears like the Osterine.
Why would it disappear? See, but the Osterine was a Clemson thing.
I know.
This is a national media thing. National media thing's in on this right now, all right? Talking about potential payments to Zion Williamson. If you're a Clemson fan, does this make you nervous? I think it should.
If you think your program is clean, it shouldn't make you nervous at all.
But the thing is, Clemson fans and other fans might say, well, is every program in college sports in on this? Is just like everyone was in on steroids in baseball. If everyone is in on it, is it really cheating? Major League Baseball has not admitted steroid users into the Hall of Fame, at least up until this point. What happens to Clemson here moving forward? Not the kind of news you want to hear if you're a Clemson fan on draft day. All right, up next, it's the best thing we heard today, and it features someone who might be a little bit more nervous now than he was this morning. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan live at Hall of Fame Grill for our draft party extravaganza on Wade Hampton in Greenville, South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Woo! He did sound a little bit like Ric Flair.
Love it, love it, love it.
Wait a minute. How can you woo? You don't like wrestling. You are wooing in a public place.
Ric Flair is a Florida Gator, all right? And thus all Florida Gators stick together.
But you so dare you woo?
I stick with my guy. Even Ric Flair graduated from wrestling, man. It's called becoming an adult, Lonzo.
Ric Flair is still in wrestling,
by the way. Learn to do it every once in a while. All right. I'll tell you what, we've had some breaking news here on the show, and it's news that Clemson fans are not going to be too thrilled about. Assistant coach Steve Smith caught on wiretap discussing, keeping things quote-unquote tight like the Clemson football program does when it comes to securing commitments from key players. Now on the wiretap, Clemson has said they're automatically conducting a thorough investigation. We'll see how that shakes out. Ironically enough, the best thing we heard today is Dabo Swinney, who was heard on this station earlier this morning.
If we do have a guy come to the draft, then I will come. In fact, I'm here. I got here last night. I had a little event that I went to and got a chance to spend some time with Christian Wilkins and his family last night. That was a lot of fun. So really just hanging out, and then we'll go and do some media stuff later on today and green room and celebrate with the guys. That's it.
The words of Dabo Swinney today. Boy, you look at that comment differently after you...
Yeah, you do, don't you?
After you have the news that we have a little bit... After we get the news that we have this afternoon, it's going to be fascinating. Lonzo, listen, we're going to get to the bottom of this. This isn't going to be something that just disappears. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Folks, for your draft party this afternoon, this evening, come out and join us. We'll all be out here straight up with Sturgis coming your way next, right here at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, Wade Hampton. Great food specials, great drink specials. For Lonzo, big thanks to Patrick, don't call me Peter Brown, in the network studios. You've been locked and loaded to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.